Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're already lining up. I did not try to start a fight, you guys. I'm not trying to start this. So Adam Schefter put out something here. It says ESPN content producer Paul Hembo calculated the percentage of first-round picks that are hit or miss based on upon whether the player signed a second contract with the team that drafted them. The data encompasses the 20 drafts spanning 2000 through 2019, and then he's got the positional hit rates. Total drafted in the first-round centers, 92% hit rates, meaning they get the second contract. But there's only been 12. There have been 104 edge rushers picked in the first round. They have a 44% hit rate. QBs just above it at 46%. There's been 56 taken in the first round, all right? The lowest, by the way, wide receiver, 27%, hit 21 hits, 56 misses, good for 27%. Again, 77 total.
So that one stunned me, by the way, with all the amazing wide receivers.
It really was. It was really surprising. I thought this was just something Mitch added, and we kind of percolated on it for a while, and then you said that there were people saying that, well, Baker was a miss. And I went, well, Baker is maybe a miss with the Browns. I don't think he was a miss overall.
Well, yeah, this part of this tweet from Hembo through Adam Schefter at ESPN said they were basing the whole calculation on whether or not a player signed a second contract with the team that drafted them. Obviously, we know Baker has now signed multiple deals after
he was in Cleveland. Okay, those were like one-off deals. Now he signed a second contract.
Sure. So he did not sign a second contract in Cleveland. So for John Dorsey, as a Cleveland Browns executive, does that go down as a hit or a miss?
I think John Dorsey probably would. Do you think John Dorsey would have handled things differently if he were still in charge of the Browns during the 2021 season?
How so?
Would he, if John Dorsey were here, would Baker Mayfield feel that he would have to play the way with a hurt shoulder, and would the Browns put him to the task of play? Because there's shared blame in everything.
Yeah.
One hand washes the other here, guys. So if you have these guys, if John Dorsey's still here, does Baker Mayfield feel he needs to play with a hurt wing? Nope. Owen's shaking his head like not a chance he would feel that way. So why would he be, if we're looking back on that and we agree on that, then why would he be a miss? This is a chart. I'm not ripping this guy for his chart. It's superficial to some degree, obviously.
You have some way to evaluate hits and misses, and he did it the easiest, least amount of heavy lifting way, which is to just say if you signed a second contract.
And that's perfectly fine.
Obviously, there's going to be a ton of nuance there.
This is germane to Baker. I'm not trying to start a fight here, but I don't think he was a miss.
Yeah, so he's 40 and 46 as a starter.
Well, you're counting QB wins now.
NFL quarterback. Well, I don't know what way you would go about it. Like, if Baker has a bad year, and that's the way his contract is structured, isn't it really just a one-year situation again? I know what the big terms of the deal are.
Still have a lot of money to give for one year. I don't know how he can have a terrible year. The AFC South is still going to be, I think, the AFC South. Mm-hmm. And he's got weapons. NFC South, still the NFC South. And he's got weapons. He's got guys to throw to. So I don't...
He had a very nice year last year.
Yeah, I don't think that...
I think you have to look at more than just would he have gotten the second contract or didn't get the second contract? You've also lost three first-round draft picks because they chose to make a decision to go away from him. Because
so almost, didn't do enough. Yeah. So the Browns' decision made it a miss for them.
Yes.
Because once you moved on from Baker, you were using all your draft capital.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm not saying Baker
was
a miss. It's
not Baker's fault he's a miss, but he's a miss.
Now I'm going to get called a Baker, bro, by everybody and God
because
on the internet.
Like
but
one.
I'm not acting like a Baker, bro. I'm just struggling. I'm trying to be honest and reasonable here
before
with quarterbacks.
Before you made your case, I was going to be outspoken that it was a miss, and I went over why. They obviously didn't sign that second contract here, wasn't good enough, didn't seem like somebody who was going to get the Browns past Joe Burrow, past Lamar Jackson, past Patrick, although nobody can get past Patrick Mahomes, looks like, except maybe Joe Burrow. Or Josh Allen. Like, he had, to me, a definitive, limited ceiling. And when you take a guy number one overall, you're not supposed to have a very definitive, limited ceiling.
Okay, but he does. But I don't think that that is
so
a...
So is he... for me, for the sake of how I'm arguing it, if he would have been taken 22nd overall, like all those other Browns quarterbacks, would it be different?
Kirk Cousins is a fourth-round pick. I need to think of somebody else.
Well, Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy's a seventh round pick, but you would talk about limitations. Like you would say that Brock Purdy has some limitations.
He does.
But obviously he's a seventh round pick. So it doesn't compute there. Who's a first round pick who's kind of beating around and doing well? Like not like Josh Allen obviously can be a big time QB.
Not anymore. But at the time, Tannehill, I mean, Tannehill is very comparable.
You know what? I wouldn't say Tannehill was a miss. Like, he doesn't have he's not going to have a legendary career, I mean, not by a long shot.
He made an AFC championship game,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. So you got to take care of him. You got to take care of Baker. He has limitations. Baker has limitations. I think that no one's taller than the other.
It was not the team that drafted
him. Exactly. And one's taller than the other. The team that drafted him had to give up on him. But I think you're exactly – I think that's a great comparison between the quarterbacks and their careers. But I wouldn't say that Ryan Tannehill, who's probably – who would be on this list as a miss then – because he didn't get a contract from the Dolphins, and it's been since 2000. He would definitely be listed as a miss here. I don't think he's a miss in the NFL.
How do we feel about Tua, who is the fifth overall pick?
I think that this is a critical year for him.
But I think the miss is more on the team than it is on the player. I think all these are on the team.
Is Kyler Murray?
If the player's bad, he's a bust. He's not a miss.
All right, who's a bigger miss right now, Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield?
I think it's Kyler Murray.
And I think
he signed a second contract.
And I think Kyler Murray's ceiling, I still think his ceiling's higher than Baker's. I've seen him do more special things, but he's also his floor has been atrocious.
I think his ceiling is like that hallway in Willy Wonka. 216-474-0092. You guys know I've never really thought much of Kyler Murray. And the video game stuff and all that stuff, I'm just sitting there going, yep. Mm-hmm. Like, great. He's got talent. I know he's a good athlete. I guess it's a good decision he didn't go with the A's. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
So he done a hell of a job there. I don't know if he'd be taken care of organizationally if he would have went with the A's. All right, we got people here. We'll get to you guys. 216-474-0092. What is a miss? This is going to just turn into a Baker war, and I don't want it to do that.
But I'm curious now. We have more perspective now. We've seen it play out. We've seen what he's done elsewhere in a few different teams. You used to never get to do that.
No.
If a guy didn't make it, it was it.
That's it.
Now, well, look at Zach Wilson just got traded for
Thank you. You took it right away from him because I'm going, I don't think Zach Wilson's anything. I think Zach
I
is a
either.
Miss.
Yeah.
But there are people going, Denver's going to get him right. I'm going, okie dokie.
Yeah, good luck, right?
Mitch, please, 940, and you guys, and no one congratulates you for going to work. No one congratulates you for getting up in the morning. Why should I congratulate them for doing what they're supposed to do? Who are they? You'll find out in the 9 o'clock hour next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.